ready.
Woo. The whistle's got woo.
The cream rise to the top.
You're listening to the Sleeper King podcast, hosted by James Coe.
Tyrone Tracy for me was a high priority handcuff and a high priority deep sleeper. I've been talking about this dude for literally 2 months now. Okay, he's a converted wide receiver, and I loved Tracy's tape from Purdue as this physical, explosive runner. It is easy to see Tyrone Tracy in a 50-50 split, especially after what we saw here in week number 5. 130 yards in week 5 from Tyrone Tracy. Now, I don't know how long Devin Singletary is going to be out. As a matter of fact, Devin Singletary might be back in week number 6, but it's all good. Like I said, from what we saw in week number 5, this team would be absolutely insane to not give Tyrone Tracy more carries and a higher percentage of looks. He's got games coming up against Cincinnati, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. He's got Washington and Carolina all before the bye. That, my friends, is a really good slate of games. Now, Pittsburgh's a little bit tough, but Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Washington, and Carolina? Are you kidding me? That's a really, really strong slate of games here for Tyrone Tracy. So I think that he could potentially be, should be, in a 50-50 split. I mean, and shoot, honestly, if you watch that game, I'm not being crazy by saying Tyrone Tracy could legitimately be the A side of a running back split. I know Brian Daboll trusts, he loves Devin Singletary. I get it, but I know Daboll is probably fighting for his job right now too, and he's going to go with the guys that I think will help him win. I wonder, and it's not that hard to imagine, Tyrone Tracy being the A side of a 60-40 split. All right, Daniel Jones, I think, is an interesting streamer, a strong streamer here for week number 6. Jones has been over 18 fantasy points in 3 of his last 4 games, and again, he's taking on Cincinnati here. Right, the Bengals have given up at least 17 fantasy points to quarterbacks in 3 straight weeks, including absolute monster performances to mobile quarterbacks in Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson. Now, I am certainly not saying Danny Dimes is on the level of Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson, but at the same time, come on now, you know he is not one of these statuesque pocket passers either. So Daniel Jones, who's been performing well over the past month, taking on a Cincy defense that has struggled against mobile passers, that's a recipe for success. I think he's going to be a very strong streaming option here in week number 6. All right, finally, can we talk about Darius Slayton? Absolutely monster day for Darius Slayton. Neighbors was on the shelf. Slayton came in. Man, great game. 11 targets, 8 grabs, 122 yards, and a touchdown. Awesome game. Awesome game. Okay, I know Neighbors was out, but I'm still saying he's worth a pickup. Why? I know Neighbors is slated to come back. Okay, great. But two things here in regards to Darius Slayton. One, I think this game proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that Darius Slayton needs more time and needs more burn on this offense. He just needs more volume. Neighbors and Wandale have been, I mean, geez, they've been target sponges. They've been target hogs. Now, that being said, it's an unsustainable amount of volume for these two guys. I know all the Neighbors guys are out there screaming, saying, "What are you talking about, Co? No, you're on crack, kid. There ain't no way." Guys, listen, it's unsustainable. 15 targets per game over his most recent 3 games. That's unsustainable, dude. Come on, man. I mean, let's be real. That was just not going to be, that was never going to be the new normal. Never. Okay. Now, it's possible some of that volume ends up leaking out towards Darius Slayton from both Neighbors and Wandale Robinson. But it doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter. If you're running a 3 wide receiver set, you need to have Slayton out there. You need to have Neighbors out there. You need to have Wandale Robinson. That's it. You're set with your 3 wide receivers, man. But the second reason is this. Damn near everyone knows that Slayton is on the trade block. Everyone knows this. And there are some seriously good landing spots for Slayton should that happen. Man, can you imagine if Darius Slayton ends up in Buffalo or Kansas City? Slayton then goes from this waiver wire ad to potentially a top 25 wide receiver the rest of the way. You can argue with your mother. I will tell you right now, I will have Darius Slayton ranked as a rest of season top 25 wide receiver if he ends up in Buffalo or Kansas City. That's how much volume he could potentially get working with two fantastic quarterbacks. So that is why, if Darius Slayton is available on the waiver wire, I think he's worth a stash just because he could get traded and end up being an absolute monster for you as a wide receiver too. Man, I get excited about Darius Slayton. I don't know why. I'm a Slayton fan, dude. I don't know. I've been feeling this way for years now. The dude doesn't get enough credit. He's a solid player.